Chus, good evening.
Hey, man.
Hey, we are just minutes, hours away from WWDC, which now tells you which day we're recording on.
Woohoo!
What are we waiting for? I have literally read no rumors. I am just crossing my fingers and hopeful that some new MacBook Pros are out that have keyboards that do not have keys that stick. But have you been reading any of the rumors? Do you know what's going on?
I read up a little bit today, and if you check out Mac Rumors, it's still super unclear. There's this video that leaked about Mac OS X getting a dark mode now, and there's some rumors, but you can't really deduct much. This time it's really a nice black box. And if you check the names of all of the sessions at WWDC, there's a bunch of sessions with weird names. And if you open the description, it says to be announced. So they're being super secretive, like always. But yeah, normally something leaks out and you know a little bit.
I'll give my hopefuls. So updated MacBook Pros, I think that's fine. How about a MacBook Air without a screen that sucks? And you know what? Just fix Siri. I saw yesterday they updated the TV app.
Yeah.
And it literally took me like 5 minutes to figure out how to find Netflix. I was like, oh my God, like stop. Why? Because it's like, hey, everything's all in one place that you could possibly want, except for Netflix, the only thing that you use. So the
only thing that they're promising is that it's a developer conference. So we're expecting new OS X version and a new iOS version and a new TV OS and a new watch OS.
Come on, just Siri. Just Siri. That's all I want. Siri's so bad.
Maybe they'll have a new SDK for Siri. You never know.
I don't want an SDK. I want a better assistant.
Let's get back to the topic of today.
We didn't even talk about the topic. We didn't even introduce the topic. What's the topic?
We were talking about it before, which is why it's getting back to it. It's called Design Ops.
Wait, when were we talking about it before? We didn't even start. We were talking about that like today at work.
Yeah. And before I pressed record.
Oh, yes, yes. So design ops, would you... Now, this is something I literally did not hear about or did not know about until several weeks ago. I stumbled across a conference that was out of New York, and I was interested because I know what DevOps is, but I said, you know, what's design ops? And it looked like an interesting conference, so I spent several weekends just reading as many articles as I could find on Medium and a few other places, and so we thought it would be an interesting thing to talk about. It seems like an emerging field, but a great field that connects design to engineering and something that's especially needed within large corporations. So, Chus, yeah. do you want me to kick a little bit off, or do you want to kick this off?
Yeah, I find it hard to explain without maybe explaining what DevOps is.
Well, here, I will... there is a nice article that has a decent definition here and I think gives an overarching idea. And maybe I can read that and then you can follow up. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this this guy's name, but it looks like Kellig, but I sort of want to say the Dutch G like Kellig, but I don't think that's right. K-A-E-L-I-G, if anyone wants to go look it up. And the article is called Just Design System Ops on Medium. But he describes it as, I believe it's a he, a design systems ops is a person who is part of the design systems team, and we're going to come back to that, who needs to get into the designer's shoes and have a feel for what they are trying to conceptualize. At the same time, design systems ops needs to understand the engineering requirements and define methods that will help shipping and scaling the design system. So basically, it's a translator between design and development. And at first, I thought to myself, well, you know, why is this needed? But when I think back to really large companies, you know, take any of the big five, or even take companies that are, you know, like SAP or Oracle that will have these design systems, but there may not be any singular person who is involved in the design system. I'm sorry, who is driving it, or maybe there's not a singular person who is responsible or a team who is responsible for ensuring that design system is implemented in the appropriate way with development, or that it is handed over in the appropriate way, that it has a process for how things go from design to development. So, Chus, I'll pause there. Please feel free to fill in more.
Well, I would like to start with the term design system, and it's been popularized lately, and companies are actually showing them off. You see all kinds of things. As far back as what was Bootstrap for Twitter, it was all of a sudden like, hey, this is this thing that you can use by Twitter for making websites. And of course, there's lots of design systems out now. And the latest and greatest example that was popularized is the material design and material design theming is what they recently introduced. But of course, a design system is only as good as people understand it and implement it rigorously. And it's tough, and it actually needs people to work and people to actually drive that from a program management point of view. There need to be things like version control. Sometimes a design system is updated, but that doesn't mean that all of your places where you use your design system are updated yet. Sometimes you need to sustain multiple versions at the same time. And this is where the operation side of things comes in, right? So a design system is only a tool, but to implement it right and make sure that everybody knows how to implement it is an operations task.
What we talked about today that I really, really liked was how you have different applications, and within those applications, they have ways to integrate with development systems. And that to me seems like it was, you know, it was almost, hey, there's this new role for designers. And then these applications were like, yeah, we're just going to take that away and we're just going to automate it. But, you know, for example, Sketch does this well. And even, you can describe this better in a second, Chus. But for me, you have, you know, the combination of Sketch and Zeppelin, which allows you to take all your vector work, all your UI flows, and upload that to Zeppelin, which then will give development all the assets and the measurements that they need. So you already have some of that translation. But of course, you can imagine with a company that has, you know, multiple organizations or 20,000 people, and you have a team of maybe 100 or 200 designers, or maybe 500 designers, and they're all spread out across the company. If you want to contribute to a centralized system, and you want to make sure that system is hooked in to whether that's GitHub or whatever repository development is using, that's where that translation comes in, where designers may not know those engineering pieces, engineers may not necessarily know how to interface with designers, but you have like this program management task that sits between it. And I do think, this is something that has been a long time coming. And usually in the team, in the design team, there'll be that one designer or those two designers that, okay, it's our responsibility now to go talk to dev because nobody else really knows how to talk to them. They just make the experience, which is perfectly fine. Not saying everybody needs to, but it was those sort of one or two rogue people who had engineering experience or something to that degree and could go talk to people. And now this is finally being formalized as a discipline.
Yeah, and I think, for instance, Sketch a while back, or actually since the start that we started using Sketch, has had these ways of automating export, where you could set a certain asset and tell it where to export it and under what name, and you would have different resolution versions. So you could go basically for small mobile phones, big mobile phones, responsive web, and there we go.
Yeah, I forgot to mute my computer until a few minutes in too.
Sorry about that. But you could basically automate your export workflow. So that was already one step closer between whatever you had on your screen in your design app and what the developers needed. But that was still far away from a system. So then they started to implement things like symbols, where you could have a different page where you had styles that you could reuse, symbols that you could reuse, and text styles that you could reuse. And to make sure that everything was the same, so you wouldn't set your font on each and every place where that font came into play and you starting to make mistakes with color pickers or mistakes with sizes. No, you would homogenize it by always picking from the original, from the one symbol that was on your library page. Then they started implementing external libraries that you could maybe host on a Dropbox, where multiple people could work together in a different files but using the same library of components. And they also implemented versioning, where you can update parts of your Sketch file with when the library updates to make sure that you work within the correct version, or that you don't update the things that you shouldn't be updating because you're designing for a different version. And in the back end, Sketch also made their file structure different, where it can now be used on websites like GitHub that allow you to have version control and allow you to branch off and make different versions. This, however, has not been fully built into the app for a designer workflow yet. This is only at the stage of developers trying to get extra cheeky when they're building their things. So I'm really curious where it's going to go. But if you look at where Adobe is at, there's nothing that even gets close. You're always building your own design system by uploading little bits to Confluence websites or SharePoint websites, or you build your own frame, but there's no real design application that's fully hooked up to a living and breathing design system yet.
I think what's interesting is if you contrast that with development. When you join a company, any large company, as a developer, there are tools which you will use. You don't get to walk in and say, well, I like to use this tool, therefore I'm going to use this, and I'm going to use this environment and these libraries and situations like this. If you walk into Facebook or Microsoft, Google, Salesforce, anything like this, these things are going to be set up for you. However, if you're a designer, so many times I see designers walk in and they'll say, well, I like this tool, so I'm going to use it. And there is this sort of, I don't want to say arrogance, but there is a feeling of, I have an entitled right to use the tools that I want to use because I've learned those. And if the company uses a different tool, I'm going to throw a fit and try to continue to, you know, use what I want. And I'm sorry, that shouldn't be the case, right? This is some of those inefficiencies that are caused. If a company is using Sketch, you're going to use Sketch. If a company is using Figma, use Figma. If they're using Illustrator and Photoshop, use those things. Whatever tools they are using to fit into their process and their workflow are going to make the entire team more effective. It is going to make them faster as a holistic organization. And this is where I feel like development has gotten this, whether it's through, you know, the check-in, check-out system, as you said, Achus, on design systems version control, and design still seems woefully behind on so many of these pieces. So I am happy that this is happening because I do feel like design has been so long this... and this is me looking back 20 years ago, but this organization of we're special, we're creative. No, especially if you are in a large organization, there are processes that you fit into, and these constraints, you know, shouldn't make you any less creative. They simply say what tools you need to use, but it doesn't impact your customer journeys or your UI. You just simply have to update a little bit of how you're working. But if it makes the entire company more effective, if it makes that design effective across the organization, that's, you know, you have to give a little bit and you get this maximum return. So you need to think about the larger company you're working for.
Yeah, and more we now build digital products that will need maintenance and that over time grow and over time they hit multiple touch points. So maybe a startup starts out with making a mobile application, but then very soon they want to cross to the tablet, maybe a web experience. Maybe at WWDC, they're going to show off how you can run iOS apps on Mac OS X in a few months. And very soon, it's not anymore about the creative side of design, but it's about the implementation side of that design. So it's really nice to be super creative in the beginning, but later on, when you create this whole machine of different builds, different touch points where you need to build for, and when you, instead of the one creative developer that you used to work with, you now have 50 or 60 developers working on that thing for different versions, for different clients, different localizations. It just becomes important that you stop being creative and drawing in a tool that you like. You're not doing a visual job, you're doing a systems job.
Yeah, and to that point, let me give two pieces of knowledge to every designer listening that I absolutely love and I absolutely believe. Number one, I don't care what idea you have, it's not worth very much as an idea, right? Ideas are fundamentally worthless. Everybody has ideas, right? The four-year-old to the 40-year-old to the 80-year-old, everybody has ideas. The only way that your idea is any use is if you can bring it to market, is if you can get it into the hands of people. And to that extent, I don't care how great your design is, how great your ideas are when you put them into UI or when you put them into any sort of flow, it doesn't matter until you get it into the hands of people who are going to use it. So if you do not understand fundamentally how to get your designs out the door, how to work with development, how to work with, you know, if you have these new this new discipline, or, you know, since it's multiple titles or multiple roles under design ops, if you have this at your company, rejoice and be happy, because it means that these people are going to help you get your ideas out the door. And if you think any different, if you think you have the greatest idea, that's wonderful. I just simply don't agree with it, because the idea doesn't mean anything until you actually have somebody use it and care about it.
Yeah, the further away you are from pressing the button that publishes a new version to the Play Store or the App Store, the further away you are from actually having your idea being seen by clients. You'll have to write it down in a language that people can build it and build upon it for it to actually go out the door.
Oh man, the worst thing is when you have, like when Snapchat came out and you had all these designers, oh, well, I thought of that, images that disappear. Yeah, you and, you know, a few thousand other people, it's just no one ever made it real, right? So I don't want to hear how many great ideas you had that somebody else made real that you thought of first. That is inconsequential to me. What it matters, or what matters to me, is your ability to say, I have this idea and I shipped it and I got it out the door. And guess what? Maybe it failed, but at least I made it move forward. At least I got it into the hands of people and I learned from that. I have clearly had way too much coffee, man.
Yeah, I do think, and we were talking about it this morning, I do think not every designer will live on the front lines doing design ops. Not everybody is cut out for it. It gets very, very technical. You need to know lots about the actual technologies that the developers are using as well, and about the technologies that enable the developers to share code and do the version control like we were talking about. And it will not be for everybody. What is for everybody is to understand that this is the reality of getting something made. And you better know at least of which steps that need to be taken and what they need to be successful for you to be successful as a designer.
It's the maturity of a discipline within large organizations. And when I first saw the term, I did a little face crunch because I thought, really? But once I read through it and I read the articulations and I read the articles from Envision, from Airbnb, there's a bunch on Medium. I looked over the Design Ops Conference. So all these things I think is really valuable. Chus, I couldn't agree with you more that not everybody is cut out for this. It is almost, or not almost, but it is a design program management role. That being said, not every designer needs to be technically minded. That's okay. Not every designer needs to be technically minded. You can have concept developers. You can have people who are service designers who don't need to think about these things. They simply need to know and understand the system which they fit into. So from a design ops point of view, having those processes readily understandable so that when somebody comes on board, just like when they get their email and they know they have to use Outlook or, you know, whatever other tools they are provided, if they know they have to use Confluence or they know they have to use PowerPoint, this is just another step as far as formalizing the process of design in large organizations.
Yeah, you have to paint in the medium that you're going to get your things out in. You want to get it in as final a shape as possible when it leaves your desk to go to the next person. You'll never do this job alone, so we'll all need to make sure that we have one point of reference that we can all contribute to and read from.
Well said, man. And I think we need to run off and we need to check out WWDC because it's coming on in a few minutes.
Yeah, new toys.
we can spend all our money. My allowance is gone. Okay, man. I will talk to you next week. Good talking to you for now.
Thanks, man.
Later.